last. Do I only have right now on this phone call to jump on it, or can I think about it?
Good question. So it's first come, first serve. So we were dialing through that area this morning. So what happens when you and I disconnect this call, the next agent here, they're already queued up to dial the next qualified company, and they just keep dialing. And again, the hard part about getting there, it's not really the cost anyway. It's the availability. But I'll have Tina apply the rate reduction, and we'll do our best to make it fit. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Montana?
Yes, it is. Hi, Tina, right?
Yes, hi. Oh, she introduced me. I love that. Nice to meet you. Yes, my name is Tina, and I'm one of the technicians that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm a little better than good. It's Friday, right?
Thank God it's Friday.
I know. I think we're both excited for the weekend.
Most definitely. I don't know where you're located, but where I am, it's going to be triple digits this weekend.
I know. I hear that. We're actually in Orange County, so we're really close to you. So, yeah,
oh, okay,
I hear you.
Okay.
Coming.
So you're going to feel almost the heat.
Yep. Yeah. But you know what? It's a nice change. It seems like that June gloom just took forever, you know, so it's nice to have a little bit of warmth coming up, you know, so.
Yeah, that's definitely. But
now, I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
So, we are located up on the top of Ortega Highway on the South Main Divide, mm-hmm. and Like I was telling her, we're just starting this business. So we haven't even had our first call yet. But my husband,
wow.
he has 10 years of experience. So I don't know if this is the right move for us to do or not, or if I should just do Mike. I'm a Facebook marketer, so I can take the lead there on my end. So I don't know if I need to do this or not. But I would like to be on first page Google for plumbing in my area because there's not many up here.
Right.
But
right.
How much is there? I mean, I don't want to pay $1,000 or something like that. I could do like, I'm low end, low end.
Well, the beauty of the program, Montana, is that it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month. So they're not going to ask you to spend $1,000 or sign an annual contract. Neither are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay, so the main benefit is definitely within the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Well, most definitely. So how much is it?
So what you just told me about your husband having 10 years of experience, that's going to benefit you in two ways because, number one, you're brand new branching out on your own, so that's going to qualify you for the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is
$398, that's really high. I'm like thinking $50 a month max for getting started.
Here's the thing, though. I did a query at, you know, top of Ortega Highway and Lake Elsinore area. And just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to plumbing. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard The problem is that you're new, right? So it's slipping through your fingers. So this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Okay? So I'm not going to tell you, you know, try the program, Montana, and you'll get 1,018 new clients, because that's also not realistic, right? But what we know is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. Now, there is another thing
to mention is, though, that we are unlicensed right now. So he's in the process of obtaining his plumber's license, his contractor's license.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, I mean, we cannot take any, for California state laws, nothing over $500.
I see.
So that's another issue. I know a lot of people up here are going to have those bigger jobs. And I mean, it's not like you can't perform them. It's just, you know, legal standpoint.
Right. So I will let you know that he can get published on the first page without a license while you're waiting. All Google will want to know is that you're a valid business in the area. So they'll ask you if you have an invoice with the address on it or a work vehicle with a California license plate. What Google will do is protect you guys as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. Because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. And then what our technicians would do in the interim is they would do some research behind the scenes, and they would put you in the keywords that would generate those jobs that are 500 or less. And then when he gets the license, we can open up the floodgates and we can target, you know, any demographic relating to plumbing. Because that way, at least you guys are able to get up and running and get your phone ringing and recoup some money, you know, in the meantime. Now, one thing that you can...
$300 a month, I'm sorry. $300 a month?
Yeah, $299 month to month, and the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only. However, you said that you're a Facebook marketer. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know what? I don't even think I can afford to pay that today.
That's what I was going to suggest, is if you know how to do Facebook ads and whatnot, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads, but if you already know how to do that, we could remove those Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $199 monthly. Okay, with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing. We would submit Highway 74 Plumbing to some of the popular directories, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of people don't realize this, Montana, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. So, what was that?
Huh.
Oh, I thought you said something. I'm sorry.
You know what? He wants me to pass on this for this time being,
Okay. All right. I'm sorry to hear that. I'll move on. I will let you know I haven't seen a position of this magnitude even available in your area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because everybody wants to be on the first page where that high revenue is generated. So, you know, because of that, it's like beachfront property where everybody wants to own one and there's only so many available. So if you calculate out the pricing, I know that for you guys as a small business, it sounds like a lot, but if you calculate it out, it's only $6 a day, you know, to increase your business. and there's no contract involved. So, you know, it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. And I point that out to you knowing that you're never going to cancel because nobody cancels on profit.
Yeah.
And once you see how well this works, I know that you guys will be with us next year at this time. You'll be very profitable. You'll absolutely love it. But it also has to be very comforting for you to know that you have that option, you know?
Yeah.
So, what's the deal with me?
I know, well, they would just, you wouldn't do new jobs over 500. And that they would put that into it. They wouldn't, you wouldn't be categorized into that.
So you're saying $199 would be it with the Facebook deal?
Yeah, if we took the Facebook ads off, you'll get everything within the Platinum package just without the Facebook ads. And I'll send you a link right now to our pricing page just to let you know that Platinum package
can I give you a different email address to send it to, my personal one, so I can pull it up real quick?
Yeah, of course. What's your personal email address?
Montana, spelled like the state, and then Rose, R-O-S-E, D as in boy, R-O-O-K, S as in Sam, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me send it to that email, and then you can open it up. And don't fall out of your chair when you get this, because it's going to tell you that the Platinum package sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. So the reason you're getting better pricing is, number one, the position just became available, and we're filling it today. But secondly, I'm applying that new in business rate for you, which is bringing the rate down substantially. So if you do decide to move forward, you guys will get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the Platinum package, less the Facebook ads, for just $199 monthly. Okay, so here, let me send it to and then let me know if you get it.
I haven't received anything yet.
Okay, I just sent it, so let's give it a second. Okay. It didn't bounce back to me, so that's good.
How long have you been with Google?
I've been with Local Splash for almost 13 years. It'll be 13 years next month. And just to clarify, Google doesn't call the general public for search engine optimization. That's always done by a third party. However, because we're the best of the best in the industry, we've earned an elite status with Google, which is called a premier partnership. And what that means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you guys are also going to have that extra support staff for your business. So what I just did also, Montana, is I texted you the link just in case the email's taking a little bit, but it didn't bounce back to me, so it should be in your inbox. But if
no,
not,
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at
Oh, good. Okay, so that page that says take control of your online.
I'm admiring the website right now. I do some web design too.
So you built your website, huh?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I have an education platform too.
I love it. No, that's good. You know what? Mike's very lucky to have someone like you behind him, because you have a very good marketing sense, you know? And I always say, even without the marketing sense, behind every good man, there's a good lady, and he found an excellent one.
Thank you.
For sure.
You know, I'm going to have to pass on it. I know the Google up here, but I just have to pass on it. But I really appreciate your time and sending me the information.
Sure. Just out of curiosity, what's causing that hesitation? Is it the program, or is it the pricing, or is it that you're afraid that it might not work? Or
it is the pricing right now. I mean, I'll be honest with you. My morning has I've had a couple things go through today.
Oh, I see.
And I think I'm just going to give it a shot on my own marketing for him. I have pretty strong capabilities, but I think I can get where we need to be in this. My kids right now are driving me crazy.
So thank you for relaying that. I want to let you know that in order to get on the first page of Google, two things has to happen. Number one, there has to be availability, which there is today. But secondly, there has to be the local SEO services, which entails hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, annual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So I had a man a couple of years ago, and it was kind of funny because he said, I'm fine. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, well, yeah. I have a good marketing degree, and I have, you know, the ability to do this myself, and I purchased the manuals on Google Analytics, and I don't need your services. So what he did was he locked himself in an office for about 4 weeks, and he did programming, he built the website, he put in meta tags and phrases and made sure that they were in line with Google Analytics and algorithms. At about the 6 week mark, he saw himself on the bottom of the first page, not in the maps, but at the very bottom organically. But he was thrilled. Yeah. He was like, this is excellent. You know, I'm on a good path. Yeah. But guess what? He checked the listing the next day and it was removed. And that's how Google is. If something's out of the algorithm, they will remove the listing. So he went back in and he did another 8 weeks worth of programming, again found himself on the bottom of the first page, and the next day he was removed again. And he called me and he said, you know what? I spent so much more money in my time doing this than it would have cost me to just hire you guys. And, you know, he was asking if we still had availability, which we didn't. But for $6 a day, let's say that you just spent an hour a day, which it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours a month, so that an hour a day wouldn't do anything. But let's say that you did. I'm sure with some little ones and your husband and running a business that your time is worth much more than $6 and, what, 46 cents a day. So,
man, you are such a good saleswoman. I clap to you.
Well, I didn't think about that until he told me that. You know what I mean?
Everything you're saying, I swear, so $200. Okay, so do you guys go into our website or anything, and do you enter in all the keywords? Like, how does it work after I pay?
So with the website, we won't touch it in any way, shape, or form, but we would attach it to all the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page. So what you're thinking about is called on-site SEO. It's not a bad practice, Montana. It's just extremely outdated. So about 15 years ago, 18 years ago, when people first started trying to get on Google, they would tinker around with their website and try to put in all of those different meta tags and phrases and efforts to try to get on the first page. And like I said, it's not a bad mechanism, but it is extremely outdated. So Google has done so much.
Time-consuming.
Yes, that now, you know, in order to get on the first page, we do the off-site SEO, which means we're optimizing the listings and not the actual website itself. But certainly your website will be attached to everything. So now the site will be in a position to get you exposure, you know, to bring you clients.
Yeah.
Because if not, it just becomes like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. Nobody can hire you from it if they can't find it. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yeah. Do I have to do anything on my end? All right. What do I have to do besides go through with it?
The two most important things are, if you decided to move forward, I would set what's called a client interview, and that's where our technician would call you later today or even on Monday if you didn't have time today, and they would go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Don't miss that appointment, because that's what gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak. So if you miss that, things like that will hold up your placement. The second thing is Google will communicate with us what's needed for Mike as an unlicensed contractor to get verified. So we'll send you an email that says, you know, please send us, you know, a license if you have one, a registration if you have one, if not, the work vehicle with the license plate or the invoice with the business address. And all of that, again, is just to protect you guys from a big corporation trying to steal business in the area.
So let me cut you off real quick. So the only thing, I mean, I just, like, I'm telling you, like a week ago, I just formed the LLC on it.
Okay.
And I just received my packet from them. I don't have any bills or anything that has it on there except for that.
Like, that's how fresh.
Someone with a good marketing sense like you have, though, you'd easily be able to go online and create an invoice with your address or a business card with your address. There are 7 suggestions on that form of things that Google will accept, and those are 2 of the acceptable items. You don't have to send all 7, but just send over whatever you can. And all that does is it solidifies to Google that you guys are a valid business in the area. So, yeah, you could send over.
So I can photo stop a business card is what you're saying?
Yeah, business card. Yeah, all they want to know is that you're not like a Roto-Rooter and you're you know, actually in L.A., but you're wanting to come into Lake Elsinore and still clients. So, you know, Roto-Rooter can get on the first page if they do Google pay-per-click ads, but those are very, very expensive. So sometimes those type of businesses will try to trick the system and try to pretend, oh, yeah, I'm a valid business in Lake Elsinore. I want to get on the maps, and they try to submit a Google profile. They'll reject that if they see that they're actually out of L.A. So that's all that Google's doing behind the scenes is they're protecting you guys so that you get the clients that are in the area and not one of those big corporations, if that makes sense. Yeah, and then
– no, that makes sense.
Google doesn't hardly do this anymore, but I'll give you the heads up because you were asking what you had to do. It's a chance, a slight chance. I don't think they will, but they used to send a 5-digit PIN code out to through the regular mail. And then when you get back that 5-digit code to us, we submit it to Google, and then they trust you. So if you did receive a little 5-digit code from Google at your, you know, 35700 Tribuco Road, just let us know, and then, like I said, we can submit it. But Google hardly does that step anymore. Usually they're doing the pictures for the Google verification in lieu of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you
want to
do it?
Do you want to do it, Mike?
We can try it for $200 because we got a few calls.
Okay, because you did. We got that today.
What?
That refund?
I haven't gotten it yet, but I mean,
I know. But we'll make it back.
Yeah, I guess we can try it.
Okay, so, and then, is there any cancellation period, any type of cancellation period if I pay and then change my mind?
All we ask is that you would let us know within 3 business days of your next billing. So since today is the 21st, you're on a month-to-month program that would automatically renew each month on the 21st. So if you ever decided to cancel, you would just call us within 3 business days of that date, and you wouldn't have any further charges. But I know you guys aren't going to cancel because you'll love it. And, you know, especially with someone like you spearheading it, you guys should get verified very quickly.
I'm sorry. I have a huge problem with cutting people off.
No, you're good, Montana. Go ahead.
How long does it take to get to the first page?
Great question.
Does it take up to that 20-day period or?
So, yes, because industry standard is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. And I tell you that knowing that with you spearheading this and you having such a strong marketing sense, I know that you guys are going to see activity within your first month. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you.
I know.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't want me to do it. I'm so sorry. It's just I was expecting maybe like 10 days to get started.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you this, is that because it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously. However, I have seen listings verified before within 2 weeks or within 3 weeks. So it's all dependent on how responsive you are and, you know, how you would get things back to us. If we contact you and say, hey, Montana, we're still waiting for the pictures. Can you send it to us? If you, you know, you don't have to drop everything and do it right on the spot, but, you know, do it within 24 hours or so and get it back to us, because that will speed up the process. sometimes we stay 30 to 45 days knowing that, you know, we schedule a client interview, that, you know, it gets missed, it has to get rescheduled. That will hold up your placement. The same thing with the items needed. If you, you know, we give you the list and then you don't get it back to us and we remind you and you don't get it back to us, things like that will hold up your placement. But as long as you do things in a timely manner, you guys will absolutely get published a lot quicker. And one thing I can do
for you. No, I understand, but I still, he doesn't want me to do it right now. And I really appreciate your time explaining everything to me, but I am going to have to pass.
Okay. I want to throw one little suggestion out there, if I may, because if you guys are only worried about the 30 to 45 day time frame and having to pay again before you're, like, you know, fully getting results, which I know your phone will get ringing before then, but just so that you guys are comfortable, what I could do is I could push the next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free on the back end, which means you guys would get 6 full weeks of service. And you would be paid in full all the way until August 5th. And I'm confident, you know, like I said, that you guys are going to see such a strong impact to your business by August 5th that you're going to absolutely love it. You'll be lifelong clients. But that way, at least you guys have a chance to kind of recoup some of that before you're charged again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
His main concern is the fact that he's not licensed yet. I mean, in all reality, it's going to take at least 3 months. It's going to take 3 months for him to get his license.
Okay.
So he doesn't want to be, he doesn't want to accept something and then it come back to bite us. You know, not from you guys, but from a potential customer. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I understand how that's hard for him because he could go out
of our biggest concern.
Yeah, he could go out for like a small plumbing repair job that is under $500 and then it turns into a bigger issue, right? And so that's where it gets sticky for him, you know, because he can't
it's probably best to just stay, like, just for me to do like the small time thing right now with him until he gets everything more secured on his end.
So one question, as I was looking at you guys on Facebook and I was looking at your site, I also found an Angie's Leads listing. Is that current or?
He canceled it yesterday. We had a friend who used them and they would charge him like $50 a lead even if you don't accept or take the lead. Before we got started with it, I ended up canceling it.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's a good thing because I was just going to tell you if it was current that because we deal with so many of the Angie Leads clients and what your friend told you is true, they charge you for the lead whether it turns into a job or not, but even worse is they're selling that lead to, you know, everybody out there also, so there's nothing exclusive about it.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, often...
Yeah.
Yeah,
our friend explained to us that by the time he would call the potential client that they would have already had 2 other contractors there who have already snaked the job listing, and then he would have to pay them $50, and by the end of it, he was paying them...
2 out of 10 leads, they're
costing
$1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
$1,000 for 2 leads,
Yeah, you know what? I hate to tell you, but he was actually a little bit more fortunate than some of the business. I talked to this contractor once, and he was about $2,000 into his lead fees with Angie's, and he was running all over town bidding on all this work, and then he kept getting undercut by other companies. So he finally got so frustrated that he undercut his own pricing, and he took on a bathroom remodel. But by the time he counted up his material costs, he actually lost money on the job, you know, and you and I both know that's not a smart business practice. So I'm so thankful that you guys, you know, had that friend that could advise you and you got out of it before you had to spend thousands of dollars realizing that it probably wasn't working. One thing that we could do if you guys are just, you know, waiting on getting, you know, the refund from them since you just canceled is I don't know how long that takes, but I'm allowed to do what's called a post date as long as it's within 3 business days. So I could essentially secure the position and block off the category and not actually charge you until Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, depending.
Well, Mike, you just can't accept a job. You have to break up your invoices like I told you and like, okay, like, I'll do that. What do you mean? I thought, oh, so you're saying, so, okay, so $199, is that what it was?
Yep, it would be $199 month to month with no contracts.
And then, okay, so then you're going to extend me until August 6th, you said? I'm sorry.
Yep, August 5th. So I would push that next billing out an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. That way you guys have plenty of time to recoup that, you know, before you're billed again.
So if I post Facebook ads, does that help the cause or delete the cause on your end?
It will help the cause. That's why Google typically for the $299 package, they allow us to bundle services with Facebook ads because it will help you guys create what's called a quality score for your business. So, and that's how Google determines, you know, where placement falls on the first page. So for instance, when they look at a brand new business like you, part of a quality score is the length of time that you've been in business, right? So they can't give you a high mark on that because you're new. But let's say that you have a strong internet presence and you're running Facebook ads, and even though you're new, nothing negative has been posted against you. You already have a valid website. Things like that will absolutely help you. So, yeah, I think that that's great that you're doing that. That will enhance what's going on with this programming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I think we should do that, Mike. I mean,
all right, let's do it.
Even if you get like one job, it's going to pay for it.
Yeah, and Mike, just to let you know, there's a lot of people searching for smaller jobs. I recently had a problem myself. I had a new washer and dryer installed, and after they left, water was running all over my garage where the washer and dryer is, and I called the delivery people and I complained, and they said, look, we put it in properly, but maybe your whatever your pipe is clogged up. So good enough, I had to call someone, and it was a couple $100, but he came and replaced that pipe. So if I had to look someone up for a smaller job like that, that there's a lot of people that will do that as well. So I just, you know, want to assure you that in the meantime, at least you can be taking on stuff like that that will help you until your license goes through. You know, and then Montana, please let us know when it does go through, because that's when we can modify the keywords to focus on the bigger jobs, okay?
Right. So what would the content suggestion be for the actual ad?
So they're not ads. It's for keywords that we would program you in for, so that if somebody's typing new construction, you know, plumbing installation, we're not going to put you in that because that's going to be over $500, right? But if they're searching for a leaky faucet or a drainage problem or things like that, what about, Mike, a water heater installation? I know the parts would probably exceed $500, but are you limited to parts and labor or just the labor part?
I think just the labor part.
Oh, okay. So even water heater installation,
so
things like that. So they would put you in
that. Yes.
Okay. There you go. Yes. See, and I know I've had to Google for that in my past too, having my water heater replaced, you know? So yeah, there's a lot
of
people.
When someone types in state plumber, I mean, like, cause I know if he wasn't a plumber, I'd be typing in cheap plumber.
Exactly. Yep. Because people are scared too. They don't want to spend thousands of dollars if it's a little small thing like that. And I think that this will benefit you guys because someone like you, I mean, you're going to be honest and fair and keep it at that rate. You're not going to try to say, oh, you need your total house repiped, you know. I was told that once before. I forget if I had the copper or the other cup, but, oh, because your pipes are outdated, you have to update it. And when I had another
county, are you? he might have told you that.
Yeah, well, we were in Fountain Valley. So the next time I had a plumbing issue, the insurance got involved and they send over like this licensed guy and he said, no, you don't have to redo anything. All we do is we go in and we cut out this part that broke and we put it in. You know, you don't have to redo your pipes. Your pipes are fine. So I'm like, wow, I'm so happy I didn't listen to that guy, you know?
Right. Right on. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, Montana, what is your last name?
Blake, B-L-A-K-E.
Okay, and then I have the email, montanarosebrooks@gmail.com. Do you want to keep this for the account, or do you want to use a different email?
That's the one I check regularly, yeah, so you could just use mine. But for the purpose, I mean, if you want to use the business one, I understand.
It won't be published. This is just for correspondence between us and you. So I will just leave this one on here since it's our correspondence. But I will put in the notes the one that's on your website, too, the Michael at Highway 7.
It's 200. It's 199. And then she'll post date it 3 days so we can wait.
I need to post date it 3 days. It's
okay. You said 199?
Yes, 199. And then real quickly, is it this phone number you want displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay. And then is there a secondary line for internal purposes or does everything go through this main number?
Everything would go through this main number.
Okay. And then for the listing, you want it to show as Highway 74 Plumbing. You don't want to put the LLC on there yet, right?
Correct. Just the name, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I like it better that way, too. Some people have their LLC or their incorporation, and they insist on putting it there, which is fine. It's a preference. Mm-hmm. But my thought is when somebody needs your service, they're more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done. They're not concerned if you have an LLC or an Inc. on there, you know. But sometimes it's funny.
Yeah.
People will insist on it, you know. So,
that's the Highway 74.
As long as I'm getting smaller jobs, it's fine, you know. I just don't want people calling me for, like, a house flood or, like, a repipe or, you know, big remodels and things like that where I can't actually do it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, he wants to, yeah. Water,
you know, you might, want to, like, maybe set up a little barter with, you know, another plumber in your area. And if you get a one-off call like that, that's like for a repiping or something, tell them like, hey, I can't do it, but I can refer you to someone that can. And then maybe that
person. We can do that. That would be, I think we should definitely do that. He's been with the same plumbing company for 10 years. And then, with my line of business, I made him quit to watch our children because I work 24/7.
Wow.
I run an education platform that has like 800,000 students on it. So my time is extreme.
That's amazing. Wow. That's what a cool story. I love that. Yeah. That's neat.
I don't know if you've heard about Discovery K-12 or not, but that's me.
Oh, Discovery. No, I'm going to put it in my notes and I'll look it up later, like on my break and kind of see what it's all about.
Okay.
So, cause I have,
it's an online homeschool.
Oh, is it? Oh.
It's a full curriculum pre-kindergarten through 12th grade with an optional upgrade for student tracking and reporting.
Oh, here. Okay, I'm going to look it up. Yeah, we have a thing at our church, Calvary Chapel, the Harbor, which is called Harbor Cove Prep, and it's the same thing. It's like a homeschool support system. So it's not online. It's in the classroom. But it's kind of neat because, you know, the way the schools are going now, I'm like, if they get any crazier, I'm going to have to look into an option like that for my grandkids. And maybe yours would be even better because it's online, you know. So that's awesome. So, yeah, thank you for telling me about that. I really appreciate it. And then for the actual payment, is the card in your name or is it in Mike's name or the business?
It's
how does
in
it
Mike's
actually
name.
Okay, so is it Mike or Michael? And is there?
Yeah, it's Michael C. Blake is the name on the card.
Okay, and is the Tribuco Road address also the billing address?
Correct.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4465-4004.
Okay.
1434. 3063.
Okay.
Expiration is 5/28.
Okay, and then the code?
029.
Okay. So I'm going to also waive that setup fee for you because I know that you guys, things are tight right now and he's home with the kids. So I want to help you guys out a little
bit
there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. So yeah, what I'll do right now is go through that voice verification recording with you. And then I'm going to create that appointment for my technician to call you to go over, you know, the client interview. And some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me. It says, okay, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Highway 74 Plumbing.
Thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Michael C. Blake, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, and again, that doesn't include Facebook ads. That won't conflict with this, but if you did anything else online, just let us know so we make sure it doesn't conflict with what we're doing. Okay, so
okay.
The payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of just $199. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month starting on the 5th day of August in the reduced rate of $199 also. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
So we're going to be locked in at $199 a month?
Yes.
As long as I'm on it?
As long as he's on it, is it $199 a month?
Yes. So what I'm going to do right now, Mike, is I'm going to send you guys an email that says terms and conditions. And then when you go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, it will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. Okay? So,
awesome.
Do you guys agree to the renewal and subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And I'm looking at the calendar, and I see that they're triply booked for the remainder of the day. So I'll schedule the client interview for Monday. And that appointment will take approximately 20 minutes. What works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Morning is fine. Whatever's available.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we could do, we open at 7, but I hesitate to offer that on the West Coast, but we could do, you know, 8, 9, or 10 if you want. There's even an 11 open for Monday.
Let's do 9. 9 works perfect for us.
9? Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now, Montana, is I'm blocking out an hour window from 9 to 10 o'clock on Monday, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at, you know, 9:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay,
that's
and
fine.
Then,
I understand. That's
yeah, you'd be surprised. I had someone once, it was 9:01 and they were calling me. No one called me yet. And I said, oh, don't panic. They will.
They always do.
Yeah, so now I say that on every call because I don't want anybody worrying about it. So.
That's cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm also sending you an email reminder, so you'll get a little prompt, like maybe an hour ahead of time, just letting you know, hey, Local Splash, we'll call at 9. And then lastly, that link for your subscription terms also was sent to you in a text. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash? Okay, great. So in there, you would click on the link to accept your subscription terms. And then all you have to do was when that opens, it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. is just scroll all the way to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages.
Okay, so on here, I'm on the Google verification. It's what it just sent me to. He's already logged in on a different Gmail. So should I use my – what email should I use?
Just use use the form that's in that email. It says there's like a Google form that you would upload pictures, so you don't even have to worry about.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking at, yeah.
Yeah, so you
it
could.
Says, but it says my email is required, and it says name, phone number, company name. So am I just going to enter in my Highway 74 plumbing email onto this?
I would just use your email, because the reason they're requiring it on our end is just so that we can find which account that it belongs to. So let's say that you put in a different email and we're using yours, then it might, you know, we'll still find the account under your phone number, right, and your business name. But sometimes if you put in something different, it's harder to find the account. So remember, that email is not being published. It's not, it has nothing to do with your Google verification. It's just so that you can get that information back to us. So it's more of like identifying your account. Okay. But the email that can
use my email and then his name, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And then for the terms though, I think you clicked on the wrong email. You got three. One says welcome to Local Splash. The second one is the one that we need, is the one that says Local Splash initial invoice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a few. Okay.
So on the
the second one says, Montana, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We have a copy of your invoice. That's the one you want me to click on?
Yeah, click on where it says click here.
It pulled up your website. So it pulled up the terms of experience.
Perfect.
Okay, so I'm agreeing.
And then you have to sign it the way we put it in the billing. So even though this account is under your name and both you and Mike are authorized on it, just because the billing says Michael C. Blake, that's how they're going to want it to show. And so once you hit those two boxes to accept it and put in his name and confirm it, you're going to get a prompt for a username and a password. You don't have to worry about that right now, because that username and password is already in that first email, which is the welcome email. But if you see that, then that's a good sign, because that's your signal that the e-signature actually went through.
Okay, so I checked the boxes, I typed in his name, and then I pressed the orange button, and it brought me to Local Splash username and password.
Perfect. Okay, good. So then, like I said, that's your sign that it went through. And then lastly, you have our toll-free number on those text messages and on those emails also. So let's say down the road you wanted to make an update, or let's say you want to change something on the listing or add the LLC, or let us know that his license went through. You can call in and hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So anytime you plug in that 777, it will ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, you know I'm going to do that.
Please, please. I always tell people to use me as a point of contact, and I preface that by saying I'm not a technician. I don't do the programming, so there might be times where you call me and I can't help you, but I certainly can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean? So, yeah, absolutely. Use me as a point of contact, and we're here Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, okay?
Now, do I need to log into this right now? Where would I find the username and password?
So it's in that first email that says, welcome to Local Splash. So you can log in right now, but you don't really have to, because that's your tracking system. That's where you're going to go in and see how many people are finding you, which keywords they're using. You're not going to see much on there yet, because you haven't had your client interview yet. So you can certainly log in right now if you want to, but certainly after the client interview, start visiting that page here and there, and that's where you're going to see the progress that's going on in your account.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Google verification, do I need to do that right now?
I would. You don't have to do it right now if you're busy with the kiddos and whatnot, but I would try to get it done by Monday, by that client interview. That way, if we already have the pictures, once they submit the, you know, verification request to Google, that's great that we already have that on file so that we can, you know, send it over to them.
Okay, so on there, should I do my Highway 74 plumbing email, or should I do my email at the Montana Rosebrook?
It's just a Google form. You can use yours. If you feel more comfortable, I don't mind putting the other one in here as the email. The
no, I don't care. I just don't want it to get confused. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah, it won't.
Now, should I put Michael C. Blake for the name or my name?
Either or, because I put the account under your name. And then I put him as an authorized user because he's on the billing. So right now, he could call in at any time and make updates, or you could call in because, you know, you're both authorized on the account, but the account is primarily in your name. That's the way that I had it set up. So you don't have to worry if you put something in your name, everybody's going to know that that's okay because the account's in your name too.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. And I never did ask you, and I'm curious, how old are your little ones?
2 and 4, and they're both boys.
Oh my goodness. Wow. You're starting to build a baseball team or something.
Oh my gosh. Don't wish that on me.
Well, I'll tell you this. My kids are all grown now, but I have 3 girls and 1 boy. And I tell you that 1 boy was more work than all 3 of the girls. And I think that if I had another boy, it would have been almost easier because he spent his days picking on the girls, you know. But I think if he had another boy, he could have just had, you know, someone that could keep him busy and, you know, do all the boy stuff with, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. I come from 3 girls. My parents had 3 girls. And I'm the eldest.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, and then I have Jack, he's 4, he's good again, and then I have Jesse, they're both good boys, but Jesse's redhead, and he's fire.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Oh, yeah. You know, you should get him into, if you're ever interested, into acting or commercials. I didn't realize this, but when my kids were young, and if people would approach me, you know, oh, you know, at the beach or whatever, you hear, come to this casting call, we're looking for kids. I went to one of them once, and it was just a ploy for them to get, like, money for headshots and acting lessons and all that.
Right.
So it ended up being, like, you know, just something for them to get business. But one thing that stuck with me from that was that they said that if you ever see any red-haired kids, let them know that, you know, those kids always make it in the casting calls. And I was like, wow, that's true, because red-haired children are more unique. There's not that many around. And ever since that, when I look at commercials and whatnot, I always see, like, red-haired children. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
so Jesse could be a future superstar that way. Who knows? So.
He looks like he would be. He's cute. But I don't want him on camera.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, unless you get paid for it.
I live all the way up on the South Main Divide up here in the boonies. Yeah, I used to live in Dana Point.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's a nice area, too. That's, yeah. What brought you to Lake
Dana Point 5 years ago.
Oh, do you miss it, or you like it better up there in Lake Elsinore? It's beautiful up there, too.
Yeah, you know, I love Dana Point. I'll always love Dana Point.
I
love them both, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's a different vibe in both. You can't really compare them. It's different.
It is.
Yeah, my brother once took me on a motorcycle ride up Ortega Highway and back. And we were living in Huntington Beach at the time, and I tell you, we spent the day on that motorcycle going up and down Ortega Highway, and when I came home, I could barely walk. My bottom hurt so bad from being on. Yeah, I didn't realize it while we were out
exactly
doing it.
I know exactly how you feel.
We were having so much fun, and then once I got home, I'm like, oh, now I'm going to pay for it. So
I've been there.
Really? You guys ride bikes?
He just got a bike, yeah.
Oh, God.
He just got a bike, and I went on my first ride to sushi with him not long ago. And when I came back, my butt hurt so bad.
That is
He's like,
so
well, you need to get in shape.
I love it. That is the funniest thing. Yeah. But, okay, well, you are all good to go. I'll let you go. You just stand by for that appointment on 9 o'clock on Monday. And if you need anything down the road, just feel free to call me, okay?
All right, thank you. I saved your extension, and I appreciate everything. And then I will be in touch.
I appreciate you, too, and have a lovely weekend coming up, too, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.